We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Almost bought the lawnmower this week. I got to tell you, if I didn't have problems with my truck that I felt I was going to need to spend some money on, I'd have bought that electric lawnmower, that eGrow electric lawnmower. But truck's having problems, I got to take it in, find out what it's going to cost. And if I escape that, I'm buying the eGrow lawnmower. Oh, hi, everyone. Welcome to the Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos. I am your chief geek. I'm going to buy that darn lawnmower. I swear, I'm going to. But, you know, all these other things just keep happening. I bought a bed. Oh, I should report on the bed. We're like 9-10 days into the bed. Don't like the bed. I bought a bed in a box. Now, here's the thing. I'm not going to name it because I don't like it, and I'm trying to like it. I've had one ex-wife, a former girl that I dated, and my former brother-in-law and his girlfriend all over to lay on the bed. Now, just think clean, okay? I wanted everybody to lay down on the bed and test the bed. And everybody lays on the bed and say how much they love the bed. Everybody loves the bed except me. And they're telling me that I'm nuts. I don't know what it is. You know, you lay down and it seems comfortable. Yeah, I lay on my side. It seems comfortable. I'm a belly sleeper. I lay on it on my belly. It seems, but then I don't know. It's not making my heart sing. I'm going to give it a little while longer. I'm going to keep trying. I've invited yet another wife to come over, another ex-wife to come over. Because she and her husband actually want to try out the bed and lay on it and see, because, you know, and she's the one, by the way, that bought that board to sleep on. I mean, when I was married to her, I bought a Tempur-Pedic and she would not even lay down on the thing. She laid on it for 2 seconds and, you know, I immediately had to, you know, take it back. I went to the bed place. I said, you got to come get the Tempur-Pedic. And I said to her, pick out any bed you want. She picked out a board. I swear, this thing is hard as a rock. She picked it out. Still has it. She still has it. But she says that her husband's having back problems and all kinds of stuff now. And they want to come over and lay on the bed and see what it's like. I said, come on over. So they're coming over. And they're going to lay on the bed. And they'll probably love it too. She'll love it just to spite me. But I don't know. I'm waiting. I am just absolutely, I'm going to keep trying. I'm really, really, really trying. Guess what else I did today? Actually, what day? So I did this yesterday. I had a toothache. Remember Truman Burst, who used to come on here all the time? He hasn't been on in a long time. Well, 20 years ago, Truman sent me a colloidal silver generator. And I had used the things. I'd used the thing basically as an antibacterial on plants. I would make colloidal silver water, and I would put it on plants that were having problems. And I got great results for it. Well, the day that I got it 20 years ago, my son Kyle, who was 12 at the time, maybe he was 14 at the time. It was 20 years ago. Maybe, yeah, that's about right. Anyway, he had a bad cold. The day that it showed up, the day that UPS brought the thing and dropped it off, I was opening it up, and we're sitting at the dining room table. All of us are sitting there, and poor Kyle had this terrible cold coming on. He was just so I made colloidal silver. I just took a glass, stuck the things in, followed the instructions, stuck it in there until the water was cloudy. Didn't know what I was doing. I said, "Here, Kyle, drink this whole thing down." He drank the whole thing down, and you know, everybody's looking at me. What if you're, you know, what do you know what you're doing? I said, "I have no idea, but I trust Truman, and I don't think he'd poison my son. And if he does, you know, I hope not." And Kyle went to bed early after dinner, woke up the next day feeling wonderful, feeling absolutely wonderful. Now, I have not used it for health things myself. I've just used it for plants. And then the thing got lost for like years. So I finally found it. I found it, and I wanted to mix up a batch of stuff to spray on some plants. This was about 4 months ago, and I had to replace all the batteries in the thing. It still had the original battery. So I went out and bought new batteries. Stuck it in there. Couldn't get the thing to work. I was messing with it. Couldn't get it to work. Finally got it to work. Anyway, I have a toothache. So I said, well, I'm going to give this a shot. So I mixed up a batch, and I started reading about colloidal silver and how it's like an antibiotic, a natural antibiotic. I said, well, okay. And I go and I'm looking, and they say you want it to be 50 parts per million. I don't know how to make it 50 parts per million. And I call Truman. I can't get through to him. He lives in Jamaica now. And so I finally got a hold of someone else, and they said, well, if you got one of those generators, leave it on there till it's good and cloudy, and it'll be at least 50 parts per million, probably higher. So I did that, and I took it, and I swished it around in my mouth, you know, and left it in there for, oh, I don't know, 5-6 minutes. Then I spit it out. I didn't swallow it. I spit it out. And then I did it again. And, you know, until I had all of the stuff gone, I got to tell you, I mean, I have no idea, you know, but everything feels better. The pain just kind of went away. So there's my colloidal silver, my 20-year-old colloidal silver generator with the original bars of silver that came with the thing. And Truman's brother built the thing. I had one of the early ones, one of the prototypes. And so I was like delighted. It still works. All I had to do is change the batteries and mess with the wiring to get it to work again. So that's good. That is really, really good. We've been getting a lot of rain around here. I've got to tell you, the rain has just been coming a lot, which is a good thing. I was on a yard the other day. This lady just moved here from South America. And she had a beautiful St. Augustine lawn that needed fertilizer. She can't fertilize right now. She can't buy fertilizer right now in my county because there's a fertilizer ordinance. And I told her her yard needed 4 bags of milorganite. She called me up today. She said, I went to Hillsborough County and I went and bought 3 bags of milorganite, which is all they had at the Home Depot. And I came out and I put it on the yard. I said, that's good. I have no idea why I have now fallen in love with milorganite. I never used to like it at all. And now it is the only lawn fertilizer. It's the only fertilizer I basically use because I have to confess, on my shrubs, I do fertilize my shrubs ever so once in a while. But most of the time, my shrubs get what flies in there from the lawn. And now the milorganite does not have potassium, so I have to boost the potassium. And twice a year, I am putting down a 4-6-8, which is a fruit tree fertilizer. And I'm putting it down light. I just put it down light. And I put that down, and that goes into shrubs too. Makes the shrubs feel wonderful. But, you know, I haven't done it yet this year. I've just put on milorganite, and I'm only doing milorganite twice this year. Now, in the fall, when I do milorganite again, I'm going to add the 4-6-8 fertilizer to it. And I think that will really, I just, you know, last year I was obsessed with my yard, totally and completely obsessed with my yard. This year, nah, you know, I'm not being obsessed, although I do kind of look at it funny. You know, I do spend some time gazing at. All I know is that it looks better than my neighbor's. So that part is good. And my neighbor, you know, my neighbor has True Green do his yard. He spends a lot of money. I just buy Milorganite and, you know, other things. But basically, Milorganite in my yard looks just dandy. And so, like I say, it's only going to get two fertilizers this year. One now, one about the end of September. And on that one, I will add the 4-6-8 citrus fertilizer to it. So I have the potassium, and I'll have a little tiny bit of, well, I have some phosphorus in there that'll help with root development. But that's it. You know, no more heavy-duty stuff. So far, right now, the insect situation is under control. I had a slight problem in one area. I used a natural pesticide to get rid of it. But everything's looking really good. On my shrubs, I'm not spraying. They get bugs. I let the beneficials come in and take care of it. I'm just not spraying for bugs. I am just not spraying for bugs. And not doing it at all. So, had a client with pine beetles. Talked to them, taught them how to use diatomaceous earth, make a paste of it, and climb up a ladder and just shove the paste into the holes. That seems to be working for them. I got a report from them. Also fertilize. When you have borers in a tree, any kind of borers in a tree, the first thing you want to do is fertilize that tree. You get the nutrition back into it and get it feeling better, get the sap pressure back up. But after that, everything is good. Anyway, you're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Croce, your chief geek in charge. And, oh, I gave away 4 books last week, so I thought that was very nice. Dina, hope you enjoyed your book. Everybody knows her books, too.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and 3-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Micronutrients.
Yeah.
I am now being forced to talk to you about micronutrients, but it will be a pleasure. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name. I can't even talk. My name is Michael Kroos. I am the chief geek in charge right here. Talk to you about plants, botanical buddies, and micronutrients. What are micronutrients? Well, there's a box of them out. It's right outside my front door. Somebody sent them to me. And I opened it up and looked at it. And I'm not going to name the product. I've talked about products similar to this in the past. And this stuff, they mean well. But anyway, I stuck everything back in the box. I taped it up and I called them up and I said, listen, you sent me a lot of this stuff to look at. And I'm not going to use it ever, and I'm not going to talk about it on the radio show. If you guys want to send me a label and call up UPS and have them come out here and pick it up, you can have it back. Otherwise, you know, I'm going to give it away to somebody else here before terribly long. And I got a receptionist on the phone who I told this to, and they said they would have someone contact me. And anyway, here's the hype, and you've heard this before, and I have heard this before. They say, these people, and they're, by the way, there's not just one company that's doing this. There's been at least five who have sent me samples of this stuff. These people just sent me a bunch of it, a great big bunch of it. And, I'm not going to talk about their product name, but I'm going to talk about the idea. And they say that the oceans create, natural seawater creates all kinds of micronutrients that when made available to the plants are wonderful. But they talk in nothing that is specific. They just talk about thousands of micronutrients and all of this stuff. And they sell you this stuff. And I have a bottle. I pulled out one bottle of this stuff. There had to be 10 bottles of this stuff in there. I pulled out one bottle, and I went on their website, and I looked at it, and this bottle is $79 to buy it. And if you see any of these things, I just want you to know that all that it is salt water. Somebody has gone out into the ocean with a boat and sucked up a bunch of salt water, brought it back, threw it in a tank, and I happen to know this from somebody on the inside that I talked to, that they let it evaporate a little bit for a while so that it is more than micronutrients. The supposed micronutrients are more, you know, there's just more of them in less water. And then they bottle it up and they sell it to you. And they tell you to put an ounce of this stuff in a gallon of water. Because if you dump seawater, I'm going to tell you, you dump seawater on your plants are going to die. But if you mix 1 ounce of this stuff in a gallon of water and throw it on your plants are not going to die. And here's the other ridiculous, strange thing about this. I have had people that I've met at home shows when I was working home shows who have used products like this and swear by them. They say they're miracles, but they're not. It's all psychosomatic, you know. When I told the people what the stuff was, they kind of looked at me and said, realized, yeah, really, that's what it is. It's salt water. And yes, there are some micronutrients in there, but that's not enough. And in my opinion. So I think these products are all bogus. So I hope that they send me a shipping label. If not, I don't know. I've got a friend of mine who's working a home show here in a couple of weeks. I'm going to give them to him to give away at the home show if they don't want this stuff back. Here, just take it. It's all yours. Have it. Enjoy it. That type of thing. I would ship it off to you people, but it's going to be too expensive to ship. It's water. You know, it's a liquid. And then, it might. You know, leak, and I don't like to ship liquids. Otherwise, I would give it away to all of you people. But it's nothing that I'm going to deal with. That is for sure. But now let's talk, if we can, about micronutrients in plants. Because micronutrients are very important to plants. And we forget about that. We forget about that a lot. Now, micronutrients are not only important to plants, but they're also important to us. We take minor, micronutrients. I took when I was sick, I took a micronutrient product. This was almost 5 years ago. When I got out of the hospital and I was trying to recover, I took a micronutrient product that is sold by a multi-level company. And I hate to name it. It's expensive. But I got to tell you, I was just delighted. And I've mentioned the name before. I was just delighted. It's a powder. You mix it with water. It's beyond tangy tangerine is what the stuff is. And it is all minor elements, just lots and lots of really concentrated minor elements. And when I came home from the hospital, I was very, very weak. Now, everything I'm telling you is totally anecdotal, so put no thought about it. But I took a jar of this stuff, and I took it every day, and I got stronger every day. Of course, understand I was also getting physical therapy, and I was, I was doing a bunch of stuff, but I felt very, very good about this. And I got to tell you, about once a year or so, or twice a year, I will buy a can of this stuff, and it's not cheap. It's like $60. I will buy this and I'll start taking it again. And if I'm starting to feel sluggish and I'll take it and I'll feel better. And it's all minor elements. Well, plants need minor elements as well. That's why I always tell you, when you are looking for a plant food, you got your three main nutrients, your nitrogen, your phosphorus, your potassium. You've got all of those things. But I always tell people, look for that statement of secondary nutrients. Or, better yet, find a minor element product and use that all by itself. I used to buy a product that's no longer made. It was called Minor L. It was manufactured by a guy by the name of Fran Addy. He sold the company, and he sold it to Scotts, and Scotts stopped making it. And they just totally stopped making it. And I'm looking on Google right now for a minor element product. But if you can find a good minor element product, and I have even found one that I like now. It's made by Southern Ag. Let me pop over here and type it into the Google. And there it is. Southern Ag Chelated General Purpose Minor Element Nutritional Spray. 16 ounces, 1 pint. On Amazon, it's $15.99. I would apply that. If you have plants that are turning yellow, that are, they just don't look quite right, minor elements. I put them on crotons. I put them on anything. When you add them to any plant that's variegated, for instance, you'll see a real pop in the color. So you want trace elements, minor elements, at least once or twice a year for your plants. And for you, too. It's just that good. You're listening to Ask the Gardener.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752.
Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Problems with fungus in our yards. What are we going to do? Hi, everyone. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Gross. I am the chief geek. And this time of year, inevitably, I wind up talking about lawn fungus. And according to everything that I was taught, everything that was drilled into me, this is not the time of year that you need to worry about lawn funguses. Lawn funguses happen mostly in the spring and fall during the cooler months. That is simply, that's what they taught us. That is what they taught us in school. And when I went for my lawn and ornamental certification, that was one of the things, it was on all the tests that you took, you know, when to, what time of year are, you know, most lawn funguses going to happen? And the correct answer is in the spring or fall. But that's not true. If I went by what I learned and had to, you know, pass the test, I would say spring or fall. But when I talk about practical situations, it happens now, this time of year, when it's really hot. And it's really hot. And lawn funguses are popping up. What is a lawn fungus, you say? You say, Michael, what is a lawn fungus? You look at your lawn, doesn't look good. Has like dead-looking brown patches in spots or threads or rings. You'll see slimy stuff on the lawn. All of these can be fungal diseases, and they can be very, very difficult to treat, all right? But I got to tell you, the best thing to do with lawn fungus is to do everything that you can to avoid lawn fungus. In other words, what you want, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, because a pound of cure just, it costs you a lot of money and generally doesn't work in the long run. It just genuinely does not work in the long run. What causes lawn diseases? What causes lawn fungal diseases? Your lawn naturally has some fungi spores in them, and they're harmless. But the problematic ones will pop up, and those we have to deal with. Drought. A drought can cause the plant to get weak. When the plant gets weak, fungus can happen. Disease can happen. Improper mowing, especially mowing too low, that's another thing. But I'll tell you what is the worst thing is mowing with a dull blade. When you mow the lawn with a dull blade, you get down and you look at the blades of grass individually, you see that they're ripped. They're not a clean cut. That opens the lawn up for those spores to get in there. It just really does. So we want to always mow with a really good mower, with a sharp blade that has the proper RPMs, that's going to do a good job, okay? Another thing that will cause disease. And by the way, when we talk about this, keep knowing that anything that is going to weaken your lawn is going to make your lawn susceptible to disease. So that's very important that you consider that. So compacted soil is another one. It makes it hard for the plant to take up nutrients. When it's hard for the plant to take up the proper nutrients, it's going to become weak and disease can come in. Big one. Here is a big one. And people, oh man, this one, overwatering. People who have their own wells or some people who have the reclaimed water, they just think that watering every day is the best thing in the world for their lawn. Watering every day is the worst thing you can do, not only for your lawn, but for any plant that you have. Watering every day flushes out nutrients. It pushes the nutrients, the natural nutrients that are in the soil, down past the root zone, thus making the plant weak. Another thing that overwatering does is it makes the roots of the plant say, oh, I don't have to go deep for water. So you get very shallow roots. When you get very shallow roots, you have a weak plant because it's not taking in the proper nutrition. Thus, you get disease that pops up. Here's the next one, and this one is very important. I have a good friend. As a matter of fact, I have a really good friend who's been in the lawn care. He's now retired, was in the lawn care business, went hog wild into the lawn care business, I don't know, about 20 years ago. He just decided he was going, he had danced around the lawn business, but then he said, I'm going into it full time. And many of his lawns got disease. At that time, I was in the lawn care business. None of my lawns got disease. None of them. But what he was doing was he was over-fertilizing. He was using fast-release nitrogen fertilizers. He was fertilizing way too much, putting way too much in. Thus, he got diseases in all of his lawns. I mean, not all of them, but many of them. And over-fertilizing and using chemical fertilizers that are fast-release nitrogen will weaken that grass tremendously. Yes, you're going to get immediate, you know, oh, look how green, look how the grass is growing. So, balanced fertilizer. I've switched. I'm now 100% organic with the exception of my fall fertilization. I'm using Milorganite. I love Milorganite. I love Ringer Lawn Restore. I'm going to tell you, Ringer Lawn Restore, if you buy Ringer, I just priced some Ringer Lawn Restore. I found it at a local nursery. I almost bought a bag, but I didn't. To do 2,500 square feet with Ringer Lawn Restore, and that's my front yard, by the way. I don't know. The cost on that was about $40. And Ringer Lawn Restore is 100% organic. And it, besides that, it has all kinds of beneficial nutrients in it that just, you know, microbes in the soil that just prevent fungus. Just a really, really, really good idea to have those in. And, you know, I may do that for the spring application next year. I'm not going to do it for the fall application, but using a product like Milorganite, using a product like Ringer Lawn Restore is going to go a long way at preventing disease because you're talking balance, you're talking organic, you're talking natural, you're feeding the soil all the stuff the soil wants. So if you're doing that, you're going to go a long, long way to prevent disease. Just a very, very, very long way. All right. So putting the wrong type of grass in your yard. Excellent example. If you're near saltwater and you use a grass like Argentine Bahia grass or tall fescue near saltwater, it's not going to be a good thing. The grass is going to naturally weaken. You're going to, you know, this is going to happen. If you're in a situation like I'm in right now, it's very hot and there's a lot of humidity. That is going to be something that is, you know, going to be a problem. Real quickly, we're running out of time. How can I run out of time? This is a long subject. But real quickly, how do we know if we have fungus? Okay. You look at your grass. Is it white, yellow, or brown patches? Or are they in little rings? Thin patches of frayed or distorted or discolored grass, kind of grayness to the grass. Look for that, or like even an orange or purple spots on the blade of grass. You want to look where areas are darkened and look wet. What are some of the types of grass fungus that we get? Need to talk about that so I can talk about what to do about them. Probably the most common that's out there is something called gray leaf spot. Gray leaf spot, you don't have to treat. Balanced fertilizer will take care of that. Natural nutrition balance. Dollar spot happens in the spring when nights are cool. Again, dollar spot, reasonably easy to control. Again, more with the proper nutrition. The bad one, the real, real bad one, brown patch, Rhizoctonia is the actual name. You don't want this one. There is no natural control for Rhizoctonia. And the only natural control is to dig up the grass and dig up the soil underneath it and get rid of it and then put in new soil and new grass. Well, you're not going to do that. You're going to have to use one of the fungicides that are on the market. And follow, go to your store, look for lawn fungicides that have dollar or that have brown patch or Rhizoctonia listed on the label for your area. Apply it. Follow the label directions. That you can do. You can get it under control. That's the good news. Here's the bad news. Once you have Rhizoctonia or brown patch fungus in your lawn, it's always going to be there. You're going to have to put fungicide down every year unless you get rid of that soil in that area. Dig it up, replace it, and put new sod in. That's what you're going to have to do. There are no other natural products that I have had experience with that work. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. This is Lawn Fungus.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who've agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Biz Talk Radio.
Just when I thought it was safe to use my gas-powered lawnmower, which I have to do tomorrow, by the way, even though I want the electric mower, one of my longtime listeners, Mad Dog from Michigan, Mad Dog, why do you do this to me? Why do you do this to me? He sends me a picture. He sends me a picture. And I know he doesn't own this because he's got a big piece of property. So I know if he does own this, I'm going to go to Michigan. I'm moving in. He sent me a picture of the Cub Cadet RZT S0 electric riding lawnmower and tractor. 42-inch Cub Cadet zero-turn radius rider has 48-volt electric motor with an automatic drive system and electric PTO. It includes a comfortable high back seat and washout port. This model is capable of bagging, is not capable of bagging nor mulching, so it's a side chute. That's okay. That's all right. Ratings. I went, you know, when he sent me this picture, I just started salivating. And I just literally, I went on Consumer Reports website and I found you know, the side discharging, which they don't particularly like, but it's good. They say the handling includes clutching or drive engagement, braking, steering, turn radius and stability, ease of use. They say good. Cuts and reverse, yes. Cruise control, yes. Easy mode change, yes. Blade change to mulch, nope, doesn't work. Washout port, yes. Power steering, no. 42-inch deck side, engine power, 48 volts. It's electric, forward speeds. Anyway, it gets a 3.4 rating on Consumer Reports. And if you look at some of the reviews in there, some people love it. Some people say, you know, we mowed 2 acres with this mower and have been thoroughly enjoyed it, but we've had 2 sensors, rider present and change plugged in that needed fixing, but the warranty covered it. Okay, so that's good. One guy said electrical problems after the second mow. Yeah, I have no idea what this mower costs, but I certainly, it's got to be a lot of money. Let me look on here and see if there's a price. Click for price, and it takes me to Amazon, and Amazon doesn't have it listed, so I can't buy it. They have the motor for it if you need the motor, but they don't have the mower. So anyway, what can I say? I can dream. I want the eGrow self-propelled walk behind mower. I don't have a big lawn. Although seeing that electric, my backyard's pretty big. Seeing the electric rider, that would fit through my gate, I think. Yeah, that'd fit through my gate. That'd be nice. I could just put my fat behind on there and just go with it. Yeah, that's what I could do. Anyway, I got asked this week about insecticides. And, you know, I got a lot of questions about insecticides this week. And I have to go over something. I used to be on the board of directors of the Florida Pest Management Association. I was actively involved in their education. And one of my mentors there was a gentleman, I haven't seen him in, gosh, close to 30 years. A guy by the name of Bob Kane. He was the president 30 years ago. Such an inspiration. And he felt that education was so important. And when it comes to pesticides, let me tell you the easiest way to get edumacated. All right? Just let me share with you the easiest thing you can do to become educated with a pesticide or pest control products, be it for your garden, be it for your lawn, be it for your house, whatever. It's a really simple thing. The Environmental Protection Agency has some really important safeguards in place. And the most important safeguard that they have in place is called a pesticide label. Now, when you buy a pesticide, you've heard me say this a million times, and you've seen it written down. It says, always read and follow label directions. You know how many people don't do that? Lots of people do not do that. I have seen people in professional situations not do that. I have seen people, homeowners, not do that. If I could tell you how many times I've done public speaking where they say, what should I use? And I'll mention a product. They'll say, yes, the label said to use 3 ounces. I use 9 because I wanted to make sure that it worked, and it didn't work. Well, that's because you use 9 instead of 3. In order for a label to say, for instance, use 3 ounces over 1,000 square feet, there had to be millions, and I'm talking millions of dollars worth of testing to tell you how much of that product was necessary. If you read the label on a pesticide product and follow the directions, you will never, ever, ever go wrong. And chances are very, very good that the product will use it. The main reason for pesticide failures is because people have refused to follow the directions on the label. Which pesticide is better than another? They're all pretty good. I got to tell you, they all are. If, and this is if, you follow the directions on the label. If you do that. So there's all kinds of things that are going to be on a label. There's going to be, the first thing you're going to see is a signal word. It's either going to be danger, which I don't use products that say danger. It's going to be warning. I don't use products that say warning. Then it'll say caution. I use products that say caution. Then there's a new division. It's called generally regarded as safe, which are natural products. I use some of those as well. First thing you're going to look for. Next thing you're going to look for is safety hazards. Read that over. The next things you're going to look for is directions for use. If you follow the directions for use on the label, it will almost always, 100% of the time, work for you. If you don't follow the label, if you just kind of go glug, glug, I'm going to tell you, 99% of the time, it will not work for you. Always read and follow pesticide labels, be that a chemical pesticide or a natural pesticide. You're listening to Ask the Gardener.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.